Lucy. Extract from journal. It was a stressful start to the day. I thought I'd be in so much trouble with turning up late. Not the best first impression to give on my first day, but no one seemed to notice. I'm sure they forgot I was even turning up today. My first day of shadowing and training. How difficult could it be to make a few coffees and serve cakes all day long? I was given my uniform to change into as my first task. A grey t-shirt, perhaps a few sizes too big for me, and a black apron to fasten over it. My mentor for the day was Iggy. Or was it Ziggy? Actually, probably neither of those names. I was a bit flustered at the time to take note of the name and was too embarrassed to ask again. It was the lunchtime rush with what seemed to be everyone coming in at once from the surrounding office buildings. It was the first time I worked on a show like this, behind a counter for everyone to see me. Not like the previous job. Back office, out of sight of everyone in that boring accounting firm. Filing suited me just fine. The most anyone took note of me was when it came to me having a break or leaving at the end of the day. I would always get the same reaction. Oh, didn't know you were still here. Well, we all know how that job ended, as my previous entries have detailed. So, this cafe today. The staff all seemed pretty nice. Friendly. Kept themselves to themselves for most of the time. Many of the folk seemed to be in my age range, working part-time with other jobs or studying at university. Iggy slash Ziggy noticed my nose piercing and numerous studs in my ears and took me aside into the staff room in the back and handed me a roll of blue tape. This was to stick over my facial jewellery to ensure there was no risk of them falling into customers' drinks or food. Then I realised what the blue tape was on some of the other guys working there. At first I thought they were just plasters. So now there I was, fresh new blood, standing behind this counter, blue tape stuck to the side of my nose, over my ears, in a baggy t-shirt shadowing Iggy Ziggy on how to take an order for an oat cappuccino and a cinnamon swirl. It seemed all easy enough. I could get the hang of it pretty quickly. I say with confidence, watch, learn, imitate, repeat. After a while, I was let loose on my prey. I was allowed to take an order from a customer with Iggy Ziggy standing over my shoulder. I'll admit, I was a bit anxious being under the spotlight, and I'm sure I came across as over-friendly to the customer. Maybe even flirty. But when I get anxious, everything goes to pot. At least I didn't spill any coffee on someone's lap today. Unlike previous encounters, in some compromising situations. Like that time on the bus sitting next to an office guy who I could tell was getting all sorts of ideas when I tried to dry his crotch with my hands after the mishap. Ugh. Overall, I think I nailed my training day today. My homework is to learn some of the names of the various cakes, pastries, biscuits, rolls, and breads on offer. Oh, and to be sure that I take a hairband in with me tomorrow to keep my hair tied up in a bun or back in a ponytail. Iggy Ziggy explained that customers don't appreciate jewellery in their drinks and don't expect human hair. Oh, and then there was the unexpected event of bumping into this guy called Jack on the way home. Interesting that he gave me his phone number, which reminds me, I better copy it down somewhere safe. Let's see what develops with this Jack character. Still pretty much suspect over his intentions, but we shall see. Word for today. Circumlocution, meaning using many words where fewer would do, especially in a deliberate attempt to be vague or evasive.